In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Again, your program approaches and we are going to continue what we started last time with the Roman road. We said that the Roman letter sent by St. Paul is a very good example of explaining the salvation story or simplifying the idea why God came to our land to save us. We said that St. Paul started by showing people what is the problem of corruption, the problem of death. All people need to be saved. We do not have any solution to our problem. We need a Savior. And he focused on our Lord Christ as the Savior. He became man to save us by dying on the cross and rising up from the death, so he is giving a new life to human nature. Also, we said that in chapter 4 in Romans letter, he focused on Abraham because the Jew always saying that they are the sons of Abraham. So he said that no, actually all believers are sons of Abraham, and those who do not believe in Christ are not anymore his sons. In chapter 5, he focused on Adam, the one who started the corruption in human nature, and the new Adam, our Lord Christ, who saved us and who took this corruption out of our nature. In chapter 6, he focused on the action of baptism. How can we gain all the gifts given on the cross and from the redemption of our Lord Christ through the sacrament of baptism? So in Romans 6 again, he was saying, our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who had died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, he means being baptized, we believe that we shall also live with him. In chapter 7, now he is putting the old nature in comparison with the new nature. The being son of Adam and the new being of son of God. And we live in a flesh like son of Adam, and we can live in spirit like sons of God. And this conflict between the old nature and the new nature is the main idea given in chapter 7. For I know that in me, he's speaking about himself as an example, that in my flesh nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now, if I do what I will not, it's no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warning against the law of my mind. If you study this, you know it's kind of philosophy, but Christian philosophy. As we said before, that philosophia in Greek means love of wisdom. It's not a bad word. So he is focusing on the problem inside our inner man, that we need to be good, but there is always a power taking us in the dark side, being son of man. So we are always in struggle between the flesh and the spirit, being son of man or son of God, being Adam-like or Christ-like. So he is showing this manifested as if in his life. And this proves that even after being baptized, we still have to struggle. We still have to switch our desires and will toward the spiritual side, not the flesh side. In chapter 8, simply he focused on the spiritual life. He said, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So in order to live our new life as sons of God, we need always to be guided by the Spirit. So it's still there. We can be guided by our flesh, so back to Adam, or guided by the Holy Spirit forward to be Christ-like. And this is our choice, and we can make it all through our life. In chapter 9, 8, and 9 and 10, you know, he started to explain that this story of salvation is not new. Actually, in the Old Testament, there are many proofs that God was planning to redeem everyone by His Son, by dying on the cross. And God was never for the people of Israel only, but He loved man, He created man, He saved man, and He is the only perfect man when He came in our flesh. So he was St. Paul discussing the idea, then why he chose once the people of Israel. Actually, it's a long story, but simply he was telling us that when he chose the people of Israel, because their grandfather Abraham believed in him. But because they did not follow the steps of Abraham, they get out of belief. So they lost their belonging. They lost being the people of God. And now we, the believers, are people of God. And simply anyone can be man of God by believing in Him. And after this belief, he can be ready to get the gift of baptism. You know, in his way of writing any letter, St. Paul used to start by the doctrine, by the ideology, by explaining Christianity, and ending by the practical life of a Christian. So from the chapter 12 to the end of the letter, now he is speaking about being good Christian, how to live this Christian life, being Christ-like. So again, let me put it this way. He started in the first and second chapter, showing that all pagans, all atheists are in darkness and need to be saved. On the third chapter, he focused on the Jew and he showed also that they need to be saved. So he put them together and said that no one is righteous, everyone needs a savior. And then the only savior is our Lord Christ, who became man to save us. In chapter 4, he focused on Abraham as the grandfather of the people of Israel. Actually, he is the model of the believer, because he believed and followed what God revealed to him. Adam was the original man who was corrupted by sin by his free will. The new Adam Christ saved us and started the new life by following him. We can get this new life through the sacrament of baptism, so we are not any longer sons of Adam but sons of God. But this new gift will never, you know, delete completely our old nature. So the struggle is there. We need to fight all our life to stay as Christ-like, guided by the Holy Spirit, not guided by the flesh. And lastly, he said that this plan was in the Old Testament revealed to the prophets, but because of the darkness in the minds of Israel, they could not understand that God is for all, God loves all, and God came to save everyone. So this is the Roman road. It's a very good approach to these people who think in an intellectual way and who ask, what is salvation? Why you are speaking about a savior? Why we need somebody to save us? Who will save us? And from what he will save us? So it will cover all these questions. And glory to God. Amen.